From Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Sierra Lima Uniform for scheduled contact. Over. Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, Oscar Romeo 4 ISS from HB9, Hotel Sierra Lima Uniform for scheduled contact. Over. Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, Oscar Romeo 4 ISS from Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Sierra Lima Uniform for scheduled contact. Over.
Speaking Army HB9 Mike Fox Lima.
So we start with the questions. QSL?
Clear. Go ahead. Roger.
We take a lot of photos today. When you first arrived in space, did you take a picture of the Earth, sunset, sunrise, or anything else? Over.
Yes, I take a lot of pictures every day. The Earth is the most beautiful thing to look at from up here. Actually, the first photos I took were from my hometown, Montreal, in Canada.
If your country has an upcoming election, are you able to vote on the ISS? Over.
That is a good question, Celine. I am not sure, but I think it should be possible. I must ask. Over.
Supposing you woke up and realized that Earth wasn't there anymore, what would you do? Over.
Ooh, that would be a very scary morning, wouldn't it? I think I would first look the other way, maybe the space station turn around during the night. Over.
What's your favorite city to look at from space? Over.
I really like to look at Moscow from space in the winter because usually there are northern lights above Moscow. Over.
Now that you have lived in space, would you colonize Mars? Over.
Personally, I prefer to live on Earth. Over.
Have you ever been afraid of never getting back to Earth? Over.
No, luckily I've never had such big problems. So far, I'm very confident I will return. Over.
What do you do when you have an argument with the other astronauts? Over.
We do the same things that you do with your friends. We all have arguments. It's normal. We are human beings. But we have to make an effort to get closer to one another and resolve our differences. Over.
Do you believe that there are other living creatures in space beyond Earth? Over.
It's so big, it would be very surprising that we were alone. Over.
What experiments are you conducting at the moment? Over.
How has the experience of seeing our planet from outside and far away influenced your mindset and outlook on life? Over.
Seeing the planet without any boundaries from here has convinced me that all humans are part of one race and we should work harder to work together and achieve the incredible things we can achieve when we set aside our differences. Over.
What do you think of Elon Musk and his involvement in space travel, population of Mars, and reusable rockets? Over.
I think we should all welcome people with such energy, intelligence, and great projects. And it's great to see the private sector getting involved in space exploration. Over.
Is it possible to get sick on the ISS? Over.
Of course it's possible. We make big efforts to make sure there's no bacteria or no virus brought from Earth. We go into quarantine before coming here. But in principle, it is possible with the cargo that comes to visit us. We get cargo ships every month or so. Over.
Do you have any free time? And if yes, what do you do? Over.
Favorite pastime is to look out the window and try to recognize geography, recognize cities, recognize continents, recognize where I am, and maybe if I'm flying over a place where a friend of mine lives, then I give him a phone call. Over.
How long did it take you to get used to zero gravity? Over.
This is very reliable. In my case, it took several weeks before I felt really comfortable. I had a lot of congestion, a little bit of nausea, and what takes more time is to learn to fly. There are cracks everywhere, and you're taking an instrument down. So that takes a few more weeks before you can fly elegantly and efficiently throughout the station. Over.
What do you miss the most from the Earth? Over.
How does time pass? Slower or faster than on Earth? What does it feel like? Over.
Thank you very much, and best services from all of us. Cheerio!